This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
In Psalm 81, in verses 12 and 13, the Bible says, "So I gave them over to their own stubborn heart, to walk in their own counsels. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways." We find in Psalm 81 in this context that the people of God had, at least, or Israel here at this time, had gone off. They had been doing things which would go against the word of God, go against God's commands. And we find in verse 12, he says that he had given them over to their own stubborn heart. It means they were determined to do things their own way. And we know, of course, we cannot force people to do what they want. And God tells us here in verse 12 that he gave them over to their own stubborn heart. That is, he allowed them to do what they wanted to do. Mankind has free will. We have the ability to choose to obey God or not. And in verse 12, we find these individuals were not obeying God. He said they were going to walk, they were going to go follow after their own stubborn heart. They were going to walk in their own counsels. But in verse 13, we find what God really wanted from them. Was that they would listen to him and that Israel would walk in his ways. And I just have three quick things, and this won't take very long, but we think about listening to God and some reasons why we want to listen to God. We think about how listening to God means listening to his word. We cannot claim or try to portray that we are listening to God if we're not following his word. We read the Bible, we study it, and we see what God requires of us, and we decide we're not going to do that. We're not listening to God. In other words, to listen to God, we have to listen to his word and follow what it says. Listening to God also means setting the right example. That means that we follow God's word no matter who's around us. We follow God's word and listen to his commands no matter where we're at, what we're doing, what environment we find ourselves in. We are always going to be those who are going to follow God's word. We find ourselves out somewhere at some event, people around us, for example, are drinking and cussing. We don't do what they do, despite how many people may be around us doing those things. And lastly, we think about listening to God's word. We cannot be those who are indifferent or those who we talk about sometimes the idea of apathy. That is, people just don't care. There's indifference there. And there's people today, sadly, who view God's word that way. They don't really care to follow it. They don't really care what it says. If you want to do it, fine. But, you know, they don't have any desire to do so. But this can also hinder us from listening to God's word. If we do not care, then if we don't care enough, we're not going to do it. I want us to close with one final verse from Revelation 3. And we realize in Revelation 3, the Lord is talking to those churches there in Asia. They were not doing things. They were doing things they should not be doing. And we find in Revelation 3, in verse 16, he talks about the church that is lukewarm. They weren't on fire for God. They weren't against God, per se, but they were just kind of whatever. That's kind of what I think about. They were very lukewarm. You look at verse 16. He says, "So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth." And so the idea there is that they don't want to go to be completely on fire for God, but they also don't want to go completely against God. Sometimes we call that those who ride the fence, those who don't want to make any waves. The lukewarm is what's being described there in Revelation 3, verse 16, those who don't want to make any waves. If we go back and look at Psalm 81, 12 and 13, where we began, you find there's no room for those who are lukewarm. Those who want to go against God, they were called those who are going after their own stubborn heart. But God wants us to be those who follow after him. He wants us to be those who are not lukewarm, those who do not have kind of indifferent attitude about it. You know, if I go, okay. If I don't, can't make it, okay. That's an indifferent attitude. God wants those who truly want to be followers of him. So this evening, we think about listening to God. As we think about that there in Psalm 81, 12 and 13, we find that God gave them up or allowed them to do as they wanted, but that doesn't mean that they were pleasing in his sight. And if we will be pleasing in the sight of God, we have to be those who listen to his word.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.